ഓസ്ട്രേലിയ ഇന്ത്യ ബന്ധം ദൃഢപ്പെടുത്താൻ സഹായിക്കുന്ന ഓസ്ട്രേലിയ ഇന്ത്യ ഇൻസ്റ്റിറ്റ്യൂട്ടിന്റെ ബിസിനസ് വിഭാഗം എക്സിക്യൂട്ടീവ് ഡയറക്ടറും ഓർഡർ ഓഫ് ഓസ്ട്രേലിയ ജേതാവും കൂടിയായ ജിം വർഗീസ് AM ടോറൻസ് സർവകലാശാലയുടെ ചാൻസലറായി നിയമിതനായിരിക്കുകയാണ്. ഇതിന്റെ വിശദാംശങ്ങളാണ് നമ്മൾ ഇനി പരിശോധിക്കുന്നത്. ജിം വർഗീസ് SBS മലയാളത്തിൽ അതിഥിയായി എത്തുന്നു. Jim Verghese, AM. Welcome to SBS Malayalam once again to our program and congratulations on becoming the new Chancellor of Torrens University.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Namaskar.
We have had the opportunity to speak to you earlier as well, and you had explained about how the Australia-India Institute functions and your role in that area. Now it's a new role you are getting into as the Chancellor of a university. How do you look up to that?
Look, it's a great privilege to be the Chancellor of the Torrens Group and the Think Group. And I guess it's really an opportunity to work in the higher education sector with a university that is really very impeccable in the way it's moved forward. It's got a very strong commitment to the highest standards of governance, transparency, equity, and stakeholder management. And I like those domains. And very importantly, Torrens was founded with a vision to be Australia's international university. And very few Australians better embody the ethos of Torrens' vision to connect the world for good. And as Malayalis would know that, particularly as we've been right around the world. And so for me, it is really quite a good progression in the various roles that I've had to take on this role. And my family, of course, is a family that's founded in education. My father was a secondary school principal, my mother was a primary school principal. And then my father went on to be an expert in comparative education and taught at the University of Queensland. So for me, I believe that education is a fundamental human right, but it's also the currency of the future. And I believe that innovation is crucial to ensure greater access to education. For me, Torrens University balances both considerations and also, very importantly, manages to run a highly successful business.
Your wide experience in different facets of Australian life would definitely play a role, future role, as the Chancellor of this university. As you rightly mentioned, India's relationship with Australia has a great deal to do with education. Australia relies a lot on international students. In the current scenario, it doesn't look that great, especially with the COVID restrictions. How do you think things are going to change in the future?
Well, I think that, as you know, I am the National Chair of the Australia-India Business Council. This is an area that we also have a National Industry Chair looking at. It is challenging. We're at a point now where we are looking carefully to see whether the numbers of international students can increase, whether some of the COVID-19 restrictions will be lifted. And we have to plan for a plan A or a plan B. And I guess a plan A is where these restrictions are lifted to a very significant level and our international education takes off with a fair bit of energy. A plan B is that we look at the next 12 months broadly on a no change basis and then put as much innovation as we can so that we can make the most of it. Now, for example, during the global pandemic, Torrens University offered 270,000 people the opportunity to complete free short courses and online digital initiatives. And that was at a time of career uncertainty for many. So for me, I think we need to have plan A and plan B. And what I admire about Torrens University is its commitment to what I call public good, its role as a certified B corporation, and the values of Torrens, which is particularly to begin and end with people. So I guess when you look at it from that standpoint, we are well placed to either manage a no change or slightly changed scenario or a very significantly changed scenario.
Jim Verghese, your management principles are widely recognized in Australia. But what will be one of the, if you point out one of them that we'll be applying as the Chancellor of Torrens University, what would be that?
I have actually a very well thought through approach, and I call it the three learning frames. And if you look at any successful project that you have done yourself and any of your listeners, you'll find there are three ingredients in it. The first is you had a very good idea of what you wanted to achieve. You could measure it if you wanted to. The second, which I call the relationship frame, you can map the key relationships that you need to deliver that result, either intuitively or by design. And then finally, what I call the alignment frame, the structure that you're working doesn't get in the way of delivering results. The feedback loops allow you to listen whether you're on track, but very importantly, whether you're not on track. And the final part of alignment is capability, that we know we have the capability to deliver those results, you and the team. So essentially, it's a very straightforward management approach. From my many years of experience, if you score 3 out of 5 in each of those frames, performance, relationships, and alignment, your chances of failure are very low. If you score less than 3 out of 5 in any one of them, your chances of failure are very high. And I'm sure many of your listeners, if they listen to their own careers and where they're going and their ambitions, if they apply these three frames, they will be surprised to find out how insightful it is and indeed what doors it could open for.
Thank you, Jim, for that input. Let me now move on to another area of our interview, which is quite crucial and critical for our community. We have, for the Malayali audience, Jim Varghese and Peter Varghese are one of the most prominent names that Australian Malayalis know about. Two brothers have become chancellors of two different universities. As a family, how do you look at that success story?
Well, my immediate reaction, and it's shared by my siblings, because like many Kerala families, I have 8 siblings. So we're 8 brothers and 1 sister. My immediate reaction was actually to thank my parents, you know, because both mum and dad encouraged us to make a difference in society when we decided to become permanent residents and Australian citizens. And I think that legacy is really what we're celebrating. And I think if dad and mum were alive today, they'd be very proud Malayali parents. My mother was from near Kudikkad, which is, I suppose, closer to Anaklam. Dad was in a place called Kadnikkad, which is not far from Kottayam. So I guess the combination of the hills and the coast, I think, have come together. And the reaction, both of us, Peter and I, are very delighted, you know, that we're chancellors. I mean, he's a chancellor of a public university. I'm a chancellor, going to be the chancellor of a for-profit university. So the blend is good, and I'm sure I look forward to good family conversations on that. But the rest of our family, as you would know from the Kerala side, you know, nearly all of us were offered, encouraged by dad and mum to do either medicine or law, something that led you into evaluating profession. The overwhelming majority of our family are, in fact, in the medical field and have done very well there in psychiatry, in general physician, in medical technology. And then one of my other brothers is a nuclear physicist that won the Australia Prize when they were working through with the flu much earlier, 10, 15, many publications in Science and Nature. So we also have a commitment to social justice in that my eldest brother is very connected into First Nations people and helping them with social disadvantage.
Now, coming to the point that you mentioned that Malayali parents do stress a lot on higher education and making sure that children get to greater heights, how different are things now from the day when you and your family reached here in Australia? How different are the parenting styles or parenting aspirations among Malayali community in Australia? What do you observe?
Well, I think there's been enormous changes since the mid-60s. When we arrived here, we were and still are a very close-knit family. There would only be a handful of Malayalis, let alone Indians, in Queensland. And we formed the first Malayali Association. My mother was the president of it. There were just 3 families. And then as it progressed, both my brother and I were presidents of the Malayali Association, and I helped corporatize it. And when I corporatized it, I said, let's design it in a way so that many organizations could come out of it, because most Malayali associations inevitably have different factions and different aspirations. And so you get that. But the important was to create unity and diversity. So what's different? I guess if we had stayed a little, if we'd gone back to Kerala, we would have all had arranged marriages. And we used to get those proposals through the post quite a lot, because there's seven brothers and one sister. We never really paid that much attention to it. But when the second brother, the doctor, decided to marry an Australian lady, I guess it caused a bit of a shock to parents who wanted us basically to keep in the Malayali family. But my father was a person who believed that you're a universal citizen and you should, you know. So my mother basically, being a very good pragmatist, said, look, if you can't marry a Malayali, then at least marry someone who has similar values to you. And if you do that, you won't end in divorce. So, you know, I think that was very good advice. And all of us have actually not married Malayalis. We've married Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Lebanese. You know, out of the nine children in our family, I think we've all had very loving relationships, by and large.
Very interesting to hear that personal story from this particular family, who has done really well after migrating to Australia from Kenya and having roots in Kerala.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Jim Verghese AM, for sharing your success stories and your personal stories. And also best wishes to you from SBS Malayalam for the Chancellorship role. Best wishes, and thank you for speaking to SBS Malayalam.
Thank you, and thank you to your audience, and namaskar.